cling to you, especially when I think of how the man I fell and fed down. So joy goes my eyes when they bear pride. A place of peace, a place of peace. Don't wanna die, but I can't wait to see. A place filled with grace and cheese. Soon come, let my patience lead. You don't have to be perfect without me. Feel that way, no one will make it out. He sees your heart and your relationship with him.
Bringing you top-notch radio, top-notch radio, every day. Turn it up. 91.3 FM, 91.3 FM.
Power FM.
Get interactive with Power FM on WhatsApp. Get interactive with Power FM on WhatsApp. 0955-997-997. Power FM. We are Lusaka's number one.
Bringing you top-notch radio. Top-notch radio every day. Turn 1.3 FM, 91.3 FM,
Power FM,
bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
64 individuals have been arrested for various immigration offences. Transport Minister has called for a swift review of bus fares following fuel price reduction. In international news, three United Nations agencies have warned of imminent famine in a conflict-hit region of South Sudan. In sports, Konkola Blades, Queens FC has officially announced a new head coach.
And now, the Power FM News.
To present the lunchtime news, my name is Viola Chuma. The Department of Immigration through its Lusaka Regional Office successfully has apprehended 41 male suspects. Immigration Chief Public Relations Officer Namati Shika says the suspects were arrested during a routine operation conducted on 11th June 2025 in several parts of the capital city, including Komesa Market, Kanyama, Chawama, Kamala South and Kabwata. He says those apprehended for various immigration-related offences include 30 Burundians, 6 Tanzanians, 4 Congolese and 1 Zambian who was apprehended for obstructing immigration officers in the execution of their duties. Ms. Tanshika said all suspects are currently detained pending screening and possible prosecution.
The Lusaka operation brings the number of apprehensions recorded on 11th June 2025 across the country to 64 individuals for various immigration offences. Meanwhile, the Chipata Regional Immigration Office secured the convictions of three Malawian nationals for unlawful entry. Paulo Wiriat was apprehended on 1st June 2025 along the Mwami Road after failing to produce valid travel documentation. Investigations revealed that he had entered Zambia illegally on 4th May 2025. He was sentenced to 12 months simple imprisonment without the option of a fine. Joseph Male was arrested on 31st May 2025 along the Lundazi Road under similar circumstances. Having entered Zambia lawfully on 19th May 2025, he received a 13-month sentence of simple imprisonment without the option of a fine. Zani Piri was also detained on 1st June 2025 along the Mwami Road and was found to have unlawfully entered the country on 12th December 2024. He was handed a 13-month sentence of simple imprisonment without the option of a fine.
President Hakainde Hichilema has issued a solemn warning against lawlessness and disorder during the period of national mourning. Speaking in a national address last evening, President Hichilema emphasized that any attempts to exploit the nation's grief for political gain or to incite unrest would not be tolerated. The president called on all Zambians to come together in a spirit of compassion, dignity and mutual respect as the country honors the legacy of the late former leader Edgar Lungu. He highlighted that while political differences are a vital part of Zambia's democratic fabric, they should never be a source of division or hostility.
To other political parties, all national stakeholders, I urge you to respond to this moment with dignity, empathy, and respect. Do not allow yourselves to to be drawn into provocation or division. Let us be clear, we shall not allow lawlessness, disorder, or anarchy to take root. We are a nation built on the rule of law, and that law must prevail without fear or favor. As a Christian nation, we turn to God for wisdom. We pray for His comfort, His peace, and His guiding hand over our beloved Republic. Let love lead. Let unity bind us. Let our conduct reflect the greatness of our spirit as Zambians. As president, my sacred duty is to serve all citizens, regardless of political affiliation.
In another development, Transport Minister Frank Tayali has called on the Road Transport and Safety Agency, RATSA, in collaboration with the Bus and Taxi Drivers Association, to expedite the review of current bus fares. This move aims to ensure that public transport charges are adjusted promptly to reflect the recent reduction in fuel prices. The Energy Regulation Board announced a decrease in fuel prices for the month of June, a development that has raised concerns among commuters regarding the delay in fare adjustments. Many passengers have expressed frustration that the cost of public transport has not yet been reduced in line with the lower fuel costs. In an interview with our Copper Belt News Bureau, Mr. Tayali expressed his concern that commuters continue to miss out on the benefits of the fuel price reduction. He emphasized the urgency of addressing this issue, stating that that it is critical to treat the matter with the seriousness it deserves. The minister has since urged commuters to remain patient as the relevant authorities work on the modalities to ensure that fare adjustments are implemented fairly and efficiently.
Yeah, whenever there is an adjustment in the pump prices, upwards or downwards, there must be a reciprocal adjustment in the bus fare. So I'm sure that the stakeholders working in conjunction with RATSA must be in the process of effecting a reduction in line with the reduction in the pump price. Minister, I shall wait to receive that report on the recommendation in terms of the percentage reduction in the bus fares. And all I do is that I approve. And after my approval, the announcement is made to the public. And to be a little bit more patient, and that's also to advise the stakeholders, together with RATSA, to expedite. I may tend to agree that perhaps they move much, much faster when there is an upward adjustment, and therefore they are quick to effect the bus fare increment. But they must equally move with the same zeal to reduce the bus fares.
Alliance for Community Action Executive Director Laura Meaty has called on civil servants to play their role in fighting corruption in the country. Speaking in an interview, Ms. Meaty said corruption has the potential to deny the country of the much-needed development. She has alleged that most civil servants are used by politicians to commit corruption crimes, causing the country not to develop. Ms. Meaty has since appealed to civil servants across the country to put the country first and ensure that the right thing is done.
It's not only about leadership, it's not only about politicians. I think our biggest problem is the civil service. Our money is mostly stolen in the civil service. Ordinary people, you like me, you and me. Not even the people we elect. Because the people we elect, the way systems work, the way financial management works, any politician cannot take a contract, cannot get a contract wrongly unless they are facilitated by the directors, so that is way it is. The same way that I cannot steal unless they are as the head of this organization. I just don't have hands on the resources. So if I steal, I have to be facilitated by someone else.
In international news, Tunisian Defense Minister Khalid Sahili has called for enhanced cooperation with Italy in areas including military training, joint exercises, medical services, hydrography, and development initiatives. During a meeting with visiting Chief of Staff of the Italian Army, Carmine Masiello, in Tunis, Sahili emphasized a deep